From Brewster's Millions to Great Expectations, the idea of being an unexpected beneficiary is one that has always made for great fiction, and we've probably all fantasized about getting that call. Less of us have probably thought about who might it be who actually delivers that news. But the answer, at least if you live in Ireland, is that it's likely to be our next guest. Pádraig Grennan, he's Business Development Manager for Finders International, and he joins me now. Good morning, Pádraig.
Good morning, Bobby.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Now, you're an air hunter, a professional air hunter. Tell me a little bit about your world.
Yeah, that's what we're called. I suppose the industry is called that of probate genealogy. But we've become known as air hunters due to the BBC programme that's been running now for 11 series. So what we do is we trace missing beneficiaries or unknown next of kin to estates all over the world. And we would primarily, I suppose, assist solicitors who deal with probate matters. They're trying to find somebody named on the will, or they might be dealing with an intestacy and they've no known next of kin. They come to us and we find them for them.
So this is effectively a hybrid of, as you say, probate genealogy and detective work.
That's exactly what it is. It's a mixture of desktop research, i.e. we would have about 30 guys who are professional genealogists working for us indoors, but we have a network of agents out on the road and all over the world who would literally knock on doors for us.
And if I'm somebody whose door is knocked on and a guy is on the step saying, Bobby, you've just inherited, I've reason to believe that you should be getting €1 million from an inheritance. Is the first reaction that this is a scam? Is that what people immediately say?
Sometimes.
Somebody's here to con me.
Well, the thing is that, generally speaking, you won't have one beneficiary. Brewster was very lucky, put it that way. We don't often have cases where you get one beneficiary who will inherit on a large estate. It could be a medium-sized to small estate where there could be 30, sometimes we 50, 60 beneficiaries. So, you know.
So there's solidarity there amongst, if somebody says, well, you're one of 40 and it's your cousin and your brother and they're all
exactly.
In this. And then you ring the brother and say, did you get that call too? And that verifies it.
That's it. And people can do their research online in terms of Finders International now just to see what we're about. But, you know, we do get a mixed response. You can never predict how people will react when we knock on the door.
Now, this is big in the UK and Finders are around since 1997 there. You opened an Irish office in 2015. Was that on the basis that there were so many, I suppose, relatives from the UK maybe that had originated here that there was a strong case for opening an office in Ireland?
Exactly. As you can imagine, over the years, the amount of Ireland that left Ireland, the amount of people that left Ireland, went to the UK, you know, built up a little fortune for themselves, maybe passed away with no family over there, so their relatives are back here. They could be alone over there when they pass away. We see it all the time. Their relatives are back here. So Finders would have been dealing in Ireland for a long time, but the business came to the point in March 2015 where they felt that it's time to open an office here.
Has there been situations where somebody would say, you know, I hated that relative, so I don't want his money? In other words, that there's a family bust up, as we're good at in Ireland, and somebody says, sorry, I'm not interested in his money.
Would you believe we have come across situations like that where people, you know, one guy in particular in Cork was due to inherit, he was the sole beneficiary on a large estate, and he told us he did not want the money.
Wow. Yeah. And how does it work in terms of your own compensation or your own business model? Who are you working for? Like, if you rock up at my door and save €1 million, am I paying you a commission off that, or is that being paid by somebody else?
Yeah, it depends where the case comes from. Mostly our cases come from solicitors, so we have various different fee options that we can give to solicitors. So they might want a certain amount of research done, and we would quote them accordingly for that particular research. But most times we work on spec, and this is the preferred option. We work on spec on these cases. When we find, if I'm going to knock on your door, Bobby, I'll sit you down and guide you through our contract, and we agree a commission fee arrangement with yourself of your net settlement.
Doug Keating is still with us, and I believe there's Keating's Millions out there somewhere in the borough of Dunleary that we didn't know about. Is that right, Doug?
I wish there was, but I'm amazed to hear this gentleman who turned down the cash. I'd take the cash even if it was a relative I loathed.
Yeah, well, what I would say to you, Doug, is, and Bobby yourself as well, we have a website called unclaimedestates.ie, and there are over 600 cases on there of Irish people who went to the UK, passed away, and their estates remained unclaimed. So if any of your listeners feel they can go on there and they can check their surname, and they might have we have had situations before where we've done some radio interviews, people have rang in afterwards, and they genuinely inherited on an estate that they weren't aware was there.
And can I just ask you as well, just finally, Padraig, about the derelict houses? And we see a lot of them around the country, and, you know, people don't know who owns them. And
yeah.
is there a link there between derelict houses and maybe possibly a solution to actually, you know, getting them back into play is finding out who actually owns them?
Absolutely. This is a new service we've launched this year in terms of derelict houses around Ireland. As you know, there's a couple of 100,000 vacant properties in Ireland at present. So there would be various reasons why these would become derelict, but one of them would be whereby the owner of the house has passed away and they might be the last in their own bloodline, so the neighbours, county council, local solicitors don't know where the house cannot be sold on because there literally is no owner.
Yeah.
That's where we come into play. If we can find these cases, we can build a family tree, branch out and locate entitled next to kin, and eventually the idea is that those properties can be reintroduced into the community.
There you have it, folks. The company is Finders International. They are air hunters. Our guest was Padraig Grennan. Thank you for enlightening us, Padraig, and for letting us know about Doug Keating's millions that we didn't know about in Dún Laoghaire. Doug Keating, thank you also.